USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending his weekend in Delaware once again. On Friday, the president cheered the latest jobs report, explaining how more jobs in the economy will ease the pressure of other economic challenges.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to Chernobyl in Ukraine after Russian troops withdrew from the area. The IAEA director announcing the trip on Twitter, saying it'll happen as soon as possible. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues as peace talks continue between both sides. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Communities near the U.S.-Mexico border are dealing with an illegal immigrant surge, as Border Patrol reports at least 150,000 encounters per month over the last year. Uvalde, Texas Mayor Don McLaughlin appears on Fox News and says Americans are being neglected.
This administration needs to stand up and say, you know, our citizens' rights are being infringed upon when they trample over our property. We're not afforded the same abilities they are. If we do something illegally, we'll get arrested. They cross the border illegally and we reward them with a bus ticket or a Visa card to go somewhere.
This comes as President Biden says he'll lift Title 42 border authority in May. Starting Friday, tourists heading to Canada no longer need to get a COVID test before they leave home. People who have gotten two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines at least 14 days before arriving in Canada are considered fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Two people being held in Afghanistan are being released.
The State Department announced Friday an American citizen and his brother, who were detained in Afghanistan since December 18th, have been released and are heading home to the United States via Qatar. Licensed humanitarian aid worker Safi Rauf, the U.S. citizen, and his brother Anis, a British citizen with an American green card, were detained by the Taliban for 105 days. Democrat Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan were among those involved in the release. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ford is recalling nearly 740,000 trucks and SUVs to fix two different problems. The first recall covers an engine issue with Ford Escapes and Bronco Sports. The second recall involves a software update to fix electrical issues with late model Ford pickups and the 2022 Mavericks, Expeditions, and Lincoln Navigators. The governor of Florida's feud with Disney is heating up. Republican Ron DeSantis saying he's open to abolishing Disney's self-governing body after the House of Mouse came out in opposition to the state's parental rights in education bill.
They are treated on a pedestal. This one corporation is treated differently than everybody else.
The 1967 Disney measure allows the company to act as its own government. If that 1967 law is repealed, Disney would have to get government approval for those things moving forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.